Let's talk a little bit about her endocrine therapy. What was her menstrual status?
At the time of diagnosis, she stated that in the last year had had about 4 or 5 menstrual cycles. So she's approaching menopause, but still had had a sufficient amount of menstrual cycles in a year that we felt that even with chemotherapy, she might be a patient that we might opt to treat with tamoxifen first.
Now, she falls into this very controversial situation of being perimenopausal. For women who are clearly postmenopausal and ER positive, are you generally using aromatase inhibitors?
For postmenopausal, yes.
And I would guess that in the premenopausal patients, you're using tamoxifen?
Correct.
But now the question is, what do you do with somebody who's perimenopausal? This woman's 53. She's still having some periods, but intermittently. What happened to her periods during the AC?
During the AC, she had one of them during the 4 cycles. So at that point, I discussed it with my colleague, the medical oncologist, and the fact that she was going to go on to get radiation therapy, we decided to have her complete the radiation, the local therapy, and then start her on tamoxifen. We have seen many cases where a woman who's sort of perimenopausal, sometimes even after chemotherapy, where you would expect someone to go right into a chemical menopause, if you would, sometimes it takes a little longer than we really think. And we spoke with her about it. We counseled her regarding this issue.
I guess the key problem there, too, is if the woman really is premenopausal, then the aromatase inhibitor is not going to have the effect you want.
No, it's not. Correct.
On the other hand, if the patient's really postmenopausal, you want her to get the better agent, which most people at this point think is an AI.
Correct.
So how do you generally approach patients like this, and what did you do in this situation?
In this situation, we started her on tamoxifen, and so we counsel her on the issue of why we chose tamoxifen over an aromatase inhibitor. We are finding that a lot of these women come in knowing what an aromatase inhibitor is. Being in the last year or two, you can find names such as Arimidex or Femar written all over the local papers. And she's still on tamoxifen because she just recently completed her radiation therapy. So we have told her that in about 3 to 4 months, we would then check her FSH and LH levels and see where she's at, and she needs to monitor her menstrual periods, if any. She understands the fact that she's still sort of in that gray area of perimenopause, so she knows that she's not going to be on tamoxifen for 5 years or anything like that. And as soon as we establish that she is postmenopausal, then we will automatically switch her to aromatase inhibitor.
What's your take on clinically how you compare the side effects and the risk profile of the AIs versus tamoxifen, sort of putting aside the reduced recurrence rate, but just looking at the side effects profile?
My experience is sort of all over the continuum, if you may. I have seen patients that do well on tamoxifen, but once they get switched to an AI, they may not have so much of the hot flashes, but then they're coming in complaining of arthritic joint pain. And it's interesting that some of them do better with one AI compared to another one. So it's just a matter of keeping in mind the fact that not all AIs are made for one specific woman in terms of the side effects.